Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
B. Mitch must be so excited to talk to Pete Haley that he just got up and left the studio. It is Victory Monday on B. Mitch and Finley.
I threw away some sour cream and onion. I thought I was smelling Pete.
I just said Victory Monday. Goodness. Victory Tuesday,
brother.
On B. Mitch and Finley, presented by Chenega Myos. Visit myoscareers.com to view open positions and apply today. Tuesday, when Pete always comes on our show, I would point out, we're joined by Pete Haley on the BetQL guest line.
Peter.
Presented by the BetQL Network, wagertainment for every fan, streaming now on Odyssey. Give Pete a follow at Pete Haley NBCS. You can find his content on NBCSportsWashington.com and on the Washington Football Talk podcast. Pedro, what up, man?
What's up, guys? We already know Victory Mondays are far too rare in this town. Victory Tuesdays are as rare as a cicada spree. So this is really pleasant to be talking to you all on a Victory Tuesday.
So kind of looking back at the game last night, what stood out to you in a good way and what stood out to you in a bad way?
The good way for me is Antonio Gibson getting 36 touches. We've heard a lot of talk about how they want him to be Christian McCaffrey, but they haven't invested the touches in him, really. And whether that's because of his fumbling issues or because they're down a lot of the time or because of J.D. McKissick's importance to the offense, Antonio's always felt like more of a guy who was promised to do things as opposed to what he actually produced. But last night, 36 touches, 140-plus yards, no fumbles, being just the absolute focal point of the offense. And driving that ship was really, really thrilling. And he bullies guys. Like it felt like he was Jerome Bettis last night, running people over in between the tackles, some nasty, nasty yardage. So I really loved that. What stood out on the negative side for me was the busted coverage between William Jackson and Bobby McCain. That was the major Achilles heel of this defense for the really ugly start to the season, the 2-6 start that we all hated every second of. And I don't want that to be an issue going forward. And I get that every secondary is going to have leaks here and there. No one's going to be perfect. So I hope that was more of a one-off as opposed to that issue slowly starting to show its head again after really going away for the Tampa Bay and Carolina win.
Why did you use the word leaks?
Well, I don't know.
I was just trying to tie that into the stadium last night. That's all.
Yeah, it's the team and the stadium. It's a very big issue all over the place. Leaks happen in Washington, Brian.
Well, Pete, I forgot exactly what you had said last night, but you said a lot of crazy stuff. JP was picking with you about your gloves. Did you finally warm up?
Yeah, I ordered real gloves on Amazon. They'll be here by Wednesday. But since I didn't have gloves, adult gloves for me yesterday, I decided to wear some old Chris Thompson gloves that he left in our training camp tent in like 2017. And JP made fun of me as he's wont to do. But I got some positive feedback. Some people said I look really cool. Some people said I look really athletic.
Who said that?
Like one guy I went to college with a while ago.
He's a dork. He's a dork.
Yeah.
He went to college.
Yeah,
he's a dork.
A fellow dork.
Ain't no damn way you got on a suit with some damn receiver glove and that looked cool.
Yeah, I felt like a big clown, but my hands were warm for the most part, and I kind of wish I wore them during our TV hit because I think it would have gotten me even more attention, and we all know that I love attention.
We certainly know that. Talking with Pete Haley from NBC Sports Washington here on the BetQL guest line. Looking ahead to the Raiders, I wonder this. It's easy to get up for the Bucs coming off a bye week. They're the Super Bowl champs. It's easy for Ron Rivera to keep his team highly, highly focused, going back to Charlotte for his first game against his old team in the old stadium. Then you get Monday Night Football, Russell Wilson. If you can't get up for that, you probably don't have a pulse. How do they maintain that going to Vegas, short week? Vegas is scuffling. I guess they had the big win on Thanksgiving, but this is not, there's no real angle to play up here.
Definitely, this is a very good thing to be monitoring, and I get where you're coming from. But I think this is going to be a team that is pretty internally motivated. They don't necessarily need some marquee event or some sticking point for a game to get up for. I think they are feeling themselves right now, and I think they can get themselves to that place where they play inspired football. Like you said last night, you were down there. You saw the way they were coming off the field and how confident they looked. I think this is a bunch that just really likes what they're doing right now, and they're going to be willing to do it against any opponent. And I'm looking at their schedule from last year. I mean, playing the Bengals, they dominated the Bengals. That was just some random game. Going out west to play the 49ers against Nick Mullins, that was easily a letdown spot. That was after the Steelers games. This is actually a pretty good parallel. They beat the Steelers last year, Monday night, short week. They have to go out west to play a team they have no real relation to, no real tie to, and they were able to stack another win on top of the pile. So maybe that gives you a little more confidence that this team will be mature enough. I know Ron is always harping on this maturity. I think they found it, and I do believe that they're going to be able to.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Deliver inspired efforts. It's just a matter of whether they execute as well out there in Vegas.
Probably a question that's coming a little soon, but have you had the chance to look at the things that you think will be the biggest task or challenge for Washington against the Raiders?
I know that Max Crosby out there is just a complete nuisance on the edge, and mm-hmm. He is a guy who has two X's in his name, so that just makes him scary to begin with. And he's one of these pass rushers that hardcore football fans know, but maybe general guys, general people who watch the sport, you know the TJ Watts of the world, but Max Crosby is a guy who's under the radar. But if you look at some of his advanced metrics, he gets by tackles like it's the easiest thing he's ever done. And he does it repeatedly. So that's going to be a big task for Cornelius Lucas and Charles Leno and for Taylor Heinicke. When Crosby does get around the edge, he's going to have to protect the ball. He might have to take a couple ugly sacks, but don't let it lead to fumbles or rush interceptions. So you're right. It's a little bit early, but I know that's someone who I see on Twitter each week. They put clips of him, and it's just he's spin moving off guys. He's blasting off the edge. So this is going to be a team effort to have to slow him down on offense.
If you have two X's in your name, you either need to be a badass with like a barbed wire bicep tattoo or you work in the adult film industry, and perhaps both. Like there's no rule saying that neither of those that they can't be cohabitate. Before we look too far ahead at the Raiders, how encouraged were you with the return of Logan Thomas and Curtis Samuel to the offense last night?
Really enjoyed it, and I think it's encouraging because there's only going to be more, especially from Samuel. Logan ended up playing a good amount, but Curtis, because of the nature of the groin issue, we haven't been able to see him at all really be incorporated fully into a game plan. In Atlanta, he was on a snap count that they went a little over, and last night they stuck to it, but he's really useful in these motions that they run pre-snap. It's one thing to do those things with De'Ami Brown and DeAndre Carter. It's another thing to have Curtis Samuel be the guy who's taking your jet sweeps or who's running across the formation and then catching a pass and trying to get upfield. He's better than those two, and he's got a unique skill set. We might even, hopefully, I don't know if they'll do this, but we already see one receiver named Samuel turn into a running back extraordinaire Curtis did that for the Panthers last year. Maybe that could be another way to spice up this offense. But I just hope he can continue to stay healthy, because I think there is a section of the playbook that Scott Turner can dust off and really access. And then Logan Thomas, I watched that replay, JP, last night. I think you thought the ball was moving. I thought that was a touchdown. I thought
the ball was moving, and I was kind of surprised.
I think you need to go look at it again. The ball bounced. It bounced, and then you could see him reposition his hand under it. Once it hit the ground and moved, it's not a catch.
To me, it looked like his hand was underneath it. But regardless, a trusty receiver in the middle of the field can only make this group better. So I love where this offense is heading. And also with Logan, what's good is while he should be more involved too, the guys behind him, like John Bates and maybe Ricky Seals-Jones, when he returns, they prove to be valuable too. So
John Bates was blocking his butt off last night, man. He's a physical dude. And John Bateman can catch passes. He just can't give you much yak.
Bateman?
Carey's the only elite pass catcher on this unit, but there are plenty of other options that they can get involved. Adam Humphries is underappreciated. He makes a big third down catch every week. And Carter, as we know, is the best free agent signing of under $1 million you'll ever find in the NFL.
Yeah, he's the best free agent signing of the year for Washington.
He can play.
Yes.
John Bates blocks, B. John Bateman catches passes.
But they're the same guy.
Hey, I don't make the rules. All right, Pete, it's November 30th at 12:38 p.m., right? It's p.m. So,
yes.
No wiggle room.
Got to ask
a question. Does the noon and midnight always screw me up?
One is like daylight, one is dark.
I know, but p.m. you usually associate with night.
I hear you. That's an underrated difficult thing of being a human, is knowing that p.m.
Like, I'm good at like
if you were like
I'm good at like 4
if you were
p.m.
like 5 or 10, I would understand.
I'm just telling
that.
You, noon and midnight give me a little bit of it's a little bit. I got it right. I just had to think about it for a second. I'm running on very little sleep, and I'm about to drink hot sauce. Give a guy a break. Peter, now it's November 30th at almost 12:39 p.m. No wiggle room, yes or no, does the Washington football team make the playoffs?
Yes, they do. This little formula they found of dominating the clock. I know they're not going to be able to hold it for 40 minutes every week, but it's working. The O-line loves it. Gibson's getting better week after week. They figured out how to use Heinicke just enough to let him be himself but not overexpose himself and lead to bad plays, and the defense is coming together. So I think this group absolutely doesn't make the playoffs. I think they can beat the Eagles at their own game in those two matchups. The Giants are floundering, and I think they'll go out to Vegas next week. So it's just a matter of trying to maybe split with the Cowboys. But I got Washington in the playoffs. We're going somewhere, JP. It may not be the NFC's title, so we might have to travel for the playoffs, but we're going somewhere in mid-January, and I can't wait.
One more. Yes or no, no wiggle room. Does Washington win a playoff game?
Oof. Yes, they do.
Wow.
I'm feeling it this morning. I don't know if I'm delusional from the lack of sleep, too, but there's a mojo about this group right now, and I think it's going to be hard to get in their way.
Have you had any edibles today? No wiggle room, yes or no?
I've had leftover beef stroganoff as edible food, but no edibles containing any sort of paraphernalia or wackiness.
All right, buddy. We appreciate you.
Oh, my Lord.
All right, you're going to have an edible of hot sauce. I hope that goes well for you. Keep picking losers on
the parlay. And I hope you go aim that way.
I'm not looking forward to it. Be clear about that.
Thanks for hosting me, guys. Have a good rest of the show.
All right, that's Pete Haley. Follow him on Twitter, at Pete Haley, NBCS. Taking your calls next, two simple questions. Is Washington making the playoffs? Could Washington win a playoff game? Let's get into it next on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.